We open this week's report with an update on the American pilot's tribute to famed flyer Amelia Earhart.
Contact Auckland approach on 124.3.
Around the world flight strikes more problems.
Pitch 3875. Contact ground on 121.9.
WIA rebroadcaster Mike VK8MA alerted us to new problems with the Project Amelia Earhart flight.
Taxiing to gate 7 via taxiway Alpha 5, Alpha 6, runway 5, left Bravo 7, Bravo, Bravo 9er 5.
Brian Lloyd, WB6RQN, had spent a week in New Zealand to rest and have the aircraft's HF ham radio and a magneto fixed. On July 15, Brian, WB6RQN, took off from Hamilton in what he described as good weather and a tailwind, gaining an altitude of 21,000 feet, headed to Pago Pago in American Samoa. Then, well, let Amateur Radio Newsline's Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, pick up the story in this QSO with our intrepid aviator.
On June 1st, Brian Lloyd, WB6RQN, departed Florida on a flight to commemorate the 80th anniversary of Amelia Earhart's famous attempt at circumnavigating the world. I caught up with Brian for an update on his flight.
Greetings from Hamilton, New Zealand, where it's, I think, about 10 degrees Celsius, that is. The sun has just come up and it looks like another beautiful day. I wish I was flying.
That's right. Brian can explain why he's on the ground.
A couple of days ago, I departed from New Zealand heading for Pago Pago. I got out over the Pacific Ocean about 50 or so nautical miles north of Great Barrier Island, which is just off the North Island of New Zealand. And my engine began to have problems. In fact, I got the airplane turned around and headed back to New Zealand. And the engine actually quit several times on the way back. It wasn't exactly clear that I was going to make it back, and there was a good chance that I was going to go swimming.
By adjusting the electric fuel pump, the throttle, and the mixture control, Brian was able to make it back to New Zealand.
There were some moments there where I was a little concerned, but it all turned out okay. It has been an absolutely amazing experience. I've gone through some 20 countries now. Everyone everywhere has been just fantastic and supportive and helpful. Practically everywhere I've gone, either a ham or an aviation person has put me up in their home. It's just been great.
Using his onboard HF rig, Brian was able to make ham contacts during the first part of his flight.
But I'd say I've made probably 100, 150 contacts. And there have been a lot of times when I've gotten out there and called and no one has responded. It's been a little hit and miss. When I'm making contacts, it's kind of interesting to be on the receiving end of a pileup. That's not something I'm used to. I'm not a big gun. I generally don't have big antennas. I generally have wire antennas and 100 watts. Flying an airplane with a notepad on your lap and trying to take down calls and write down the time so that you can enter it into the log later is kind of a challenge. Not being a contester, I can't run a contact in 6 seconds or 10 seconds or whatever those guys can do. I just plug along and take each call as it comes and keep doing it until propagation changes or I'm forced to do something else like go talk to air traffic control.
But he had some problems with his HF radio and ended up getting it replaced. Now he's once again on the air and hopes to make ham contacts on his Pacific leg of the trip.
If I can get the fuel pump and the engine fixed in the next, I'd say, 3 days, there's a good chance I can still make it to Oshkosh. I don't think there's much chance of making it to Oshkosh on the first day as I had planned, but there's still a chance I'll make it to Oshkosh. The bottom line, though, is in this order, safety, security, and schedule. So I don't care what happens to the schedule. I do care if I am able to safely and securely complete this trip. After all, it's all about completing Amelia Earhart's flight. And yes, it would be nice icing on the cake if I could do it at Oshkosh. But just completing it all is a significant achievement from my point of view. I've had a few roadblocks thrown up. You know, I work my way around them and keep going. And that's all I can do is put one foot in front of the other, and eventually I'll get to my destination, and that's the goal.
Reporting for Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
Thanks, Kent. Brian, WB6RQN, the 62-year-old Texan, will drop a floral wreath in respect on Howland Island, where the Earhart flight disappeared in 1937.